Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head to the website, get a TRS mug. Really, coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. I don't care what they tell you. Matter of fact, coffee, grape juice, tea, whatever, all taste better in the mug. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website. A couple things you can do up there for me. One is sign up for our email blast. They send out one a week. I don't inundate you with these things. You know, some people send them out to you every day, every other day, what have you. I don't do that. It makes me crazy. I don't want to make you crazy. And if you're not an email kind of person, then the other thing to do is sign up for the text alerts. Let you know when the show's starting, what's coming up, what's going on. That's just as easy. What you want to do there, just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. We've got one of our favorites, Dr. Gerard Lomero, is going to join us after the break. And, you know, will America, can America, can the U.S. get back to normality? What's it going to take for us to get there? You know, every American is asking the same question. Once this thing lifts, it needs to lift soon. How do we get back to reality? How do we get back to what they call normality? And can we ever really return to life as we knew it? I think we can. You know, we're resilient. We've been through worse in this country. Plenty of times we've been through bad times in this country. Hey, you want to start the Revolutionary War and work your way forward? Right? I mean, seriously. And when we talk about the different things we've been doing, Pearl Harbor being one of them, that was a big deal, too. I know it didn't affect the whole country the same way, but it did. 9/11. I mean, we've been through a lot of things that just shook us to the core. So when Dr. Lomero comes on, maybe he's got some insight as to what's going to go on next, what the numbers show us is actually happening. The Associated Press is mocked for declaring. You ready for this one? I mean, this just shows you how far the road we've gone down. And, you know, I mean, seriously, into the hole, into the black hole. Right? They're mocked for declaring the term mistress as archaic and sexist, mind you. The Associated Press announced last week that it would ditch the term mistress from its paper, from its vocabulary. Notice the word is archaic and it's sexist, right? And I don't know how you would hold back from having fun with this one. You know, we now say not to use the archaic and sexist term mistress for a woman in a long-term sexual relationship with financially supported by a man who is married to someone else. What do you use the term? Lover? Oh, lover number two? Second lover. Second in line to the lover. To the first lover. We're going to put him in order of, I don't know, who he was with last? I mean, serious. We have, what is it? If you're president, you have first lady. If he has a mistress, is she the second lady? You're asking for a friend. I mean, seriously. They don't like any of the terms. Any of the term, shut up. Any of the terms that make them feel bad. any of the terms that could be construed as being negative or nasty, right? What was it? Who was it? San Francisco, the county of. They changed a whole bunch of terms because they no longer want people that are incarcerated or were incarcerated to feel bad about themselves. They don't use the word convicts or felons or ex-cons or juvenile delinquents. All those words have been stricken from their documents. Political columnist Jack Schaefer told the AP to go soak your head. And sports radio veteran Tony Bruno responded, how about side piece? Oh, kept woman. Concubine. Shack job. Homewrecker. Or, you know, you can always start using the term Lisa Page. That would be cool, right? Don't you think? A one-night stand might be a lover, not a mistress. A companion could be just any friend. You haven't solved anything here, have you? This is hilarious. Right? I mean, these papers, these people are out of control. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time. Ed from Washington, a frequent caller. Ed, thanks for calling. I always appreciate our conversations.
Hey, listen, yep. You know that thing you were talking about? I have two, but the thing you were talking about, the word that you were talking about when a guy has a second woman, it starts yeah. with an S.
Oh, ooh.
Anyway,
okay.
You mean
stupid, right?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I wasn't thinking that. But anyway, what I really wanted to talk about was my concern about all these younger kids that are buying everything on the internet and bragging about how they buy everything. And then they demonstrate and get all upset when a corporation has to lay off all these people because their bricks and mortars are no longer justified. How ignorant are these people that they don't understand our economy, that every one of us in our country is the economy because of the diversity that we have, that we can go everywhere instead of a designated government area where you have to go to purchase stuff. Our economy is strong in the worstest times compared to any other country in the world because of that freedoms that we have in our economy. And yet these idiot people, that's the thing that concerns me. These people will still keep buying more and more stuff on the internet, and thereby people will start losing their jobs. Because they will no longer be needed in a bricks and mortar.
Yep. Ed, we got to go to commercial, but listen, these are the same people that want $15 an hour for you here, but have no problem paying those kids $25 a week to make their iPhones. Ed, thanks for the call. Appreciate your time. Hey, when we come back, Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join us. I am Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. Listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're going to love this. Well, you're not going to love this guy. We already love this guy. He's on the show on a regular basis. Always appreciate his input. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us, as he does pretty much every other week for the most part. He's a political analyst and a forecast modeling expert. And, you know, there's so much going on. But the question of the hour for the doctor is, what is the new normal? What's that going to be? What's that going to look like for us?
What will the new normal look like? Well, first of all, it looks like people are going to be wearing masks for quite a while, and people are going to be distancing themselves. And I might add, I have downloaded the data from around the world. I have studied. I have my own coronavirus model. I've looked at the numbers in depth. I've read the studies. And I think the data is just absolutely one-sided. It shows one fact above all, and that is we shouldn't be in a shutdown at all. It wasn't needed. It's not needed now. It did flatten the curve, but the curve was never very big to flatten to start with. But we did it. We should have gotten out of it a month ago. We should have gotten out of it about April 15th, and we would have had a lot more people employed in this country.
Yeah. Now, you know, it's funny you should say that because we've been saying the same thing. One of the things I notice is I keep telling people, stop talking numbers and speak in percentages. They'll make much more sense, and they'll be more real. And the other thing is, they're not telling us how many people survived. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, they ignore that, too. And as we get more and more tested, like they did in New York, for example, we find that the death rate is much lower, significantly lower than we originally thought, and that we thought by looking at the Italian data and the Chinese original data, which I don't think was totally honestly given out to people.
Right.
And right now, I'll give you a percentage, since you like percents. In terms of the people who've actually died between February 1st and May 13th, or May 12th, I did the analysis on May 13th, okay, 31.9% of the people, 31.9%, that's a lot,
right,
of all the deaths were people who are 85 years old or older. In the age group, school age, we have data that show that the kids rarely die. The death rate in school age kids is 0.01%.
Wow.
0.01%. That is a small number.
Yeah.
And of those who did go into pediatric intensive care units, let's see, what was the percent? It was, in my head, 83%. I can look that up really quickly. I've got good data here. 83% of those kids who did have a problem had a pre-existing medical condition that the virus did them in. But there was almost just a handful of kids that really died compared to 85 years and older. And to me, there's absolutely no data, and I got lots of other data points I can point out in other countries, for example, that show the schools should not be shut down now. They definitely shouldn't be shut down in the fall, and there's no reason for places like the Cal State system to shut down in the fall and all the things they're doing. It's utterly, just unquestionably ridiculous if you look at the real numbers.
Well, you know, you have people trying to compare Sweden, and I have to admit, you know, they really didn't change much there. And you look at that, and two things come to mind. You know, some people say, well, you really can't compare them because, you know, they're not the United States. They don't have the same population. Their mindset on that herd mentality, if you would, is that what herd mentality means is when we're together, when we're all together, we build immunities to these things. We don't necessarily wipe ourselves out. I mean, any truth to that?
Well, absolutely. First of all, let me just back up to Sweden, that your point there. Let me give you an interesting data point. The models, okay, that were predicting ridiculous numbers of deaths.
Right.
I call them the doomsday COVID-19 models. Okay. They predicted a long time ago that because Sweden did not social distance, did not wear masks, they told people, yeah, there's a flu out there, you know, there's a virus, and people acted whatever way they wanted to. They didn't have to stay home. The model predicted they would incur 40,000 deaths by May 1st. So let's check the data in Sweden on May 1st. What's the answer? The answer is they had less than 3,000 deaths.
Wow.
Okay, between 2,000 and 3,000 died. The model predicted 40,000. Would you say that was slightly off?
10? Yeah, can you give me that?
Right. And the original model said that, and that's what they talked to Donald Trump on and talked him into shutting it down for a while. Well, he didn't actually want to shut down the country. He just wanted people to social distance for a short time. And they told him there were going to be 2.2 million American deaths. And, of course, he's got a heart. He really does care about the average person. He didn't want 2.2 million Americans to die. He thinks his job is to keep people alive. Unfortunately, he made the mistake of listening to the CDC and the people who are into controlling others, the global socialists and the socialists, who think that the thing you should do do is follow the great, wise country, Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese. Because by them doing what they did, like lock people in their apartments until some of them starved to death, and they took people out forcibly and isolated them and wore masks, that we should do exactly what they did. And you know what? No. The data just doesn't support it. That was not good in China, and it isn't good here. And unfortunately, I think Trump went along with it because he thought so many people were about to die. And you remember the reason. Remember the reason why they had the initial social distancing, 6 feet, where, you know, that kind of stuff, was so that we did not overwhelm our hospitals.
That's right.
So the Army Corps of Engineers comes in. They build hospitals everywhere. They convert the Jacob Javits Convention Center in New York, other convention centers in other cities. They sent out two ships, one to L.A., one to New York. Those ships never hardly got used at all. And the Jacob Javits Center, they didn't use hardly any of the beds. And so we built this capacity because we're basing it on models. And I think the number one takeaway from this whole deal with COVID virus is don't base public policy on unverified, unproven models. Models can be wonderful. Some people can predict rain or snow 3 days ahead. But you cannot predict viruses. Certainly, any of the models that they've been using haven't. Mine would have been better if they would have used mine.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Bacino, your host, don't go far. Dr. Gerard Lomero going nowhere. He'll be with us after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is debating a massive new stimulus bill to help deal with some of the economic fallout from the coronavirus outbreak. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure includes more money for cash-strapped states and local governments. The bill is expected to pass in the Democratic-led House, but as far as the Republican-led Senate, Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News,
it's not a serious or mature effort to legislate. It's dead as fried chicken in the Senate. It's dead as fried chicken with the American people once they find out what's in it.
President Trump is calling the development of a coronavirus vaccine Operation Warp Speed. Speaking at the White House, the president says this effort is an historic partnership between the federal government and private sector. Trump adding he hopes to see the vaccine by the end of the year, if not sooner. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me as he does pretty much every other week, and we talk about the issues of the day, things coming down, and what we need to be worried about. You know, he's written plenty of books. I mean, many, many great books. But you want to head over to his website, and he's got a new book called Real World Socialism. I mean, real world socialism. Breaks it down, lets you know truly what socialism is about, and even how easy it is to get sucked into it. You know, Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, happy to be with you. Have a wonderful show.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, somebody has asked a question, which always comes up. I'm surprised it took so long. Where did you get your education? Where were you educated? You know, because they want to make sure, like they do to me, everybody doesn't just call themselves doctor.
Okay, I'm happy to do that. I have a bachelor's in math and computer science from Colorado State University. I have a master's in business, also from CSU, Colorado State University. I know you have Cal State.
Yeah.
And I specialized in simulation models at the master's degree level, the Master of Science. And I have a PhD in mechanical engineering, specializing in operations research, industrial engineering simulation. I also have, after 10 years of college, I won a National Science Foundation postdoctoral fellowship, and what I was doing during the fellowship was modeling.
Yeah, the modeling stuff
goes throughout all my degrees.
Yeah, and we do a whole show around it, I'm sure, and I mean that with all sincerity. When it comes to modeling, it's funny, you and I were talking about that during the break, and just give us a quick 80,000-foot overview. People always say to me, what is modeling? What's the difference between modeling and taking polls?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's a huge difference. I'll start with the easy one, because it's easy to explain. Polls, you take a cross-section of the United States, you usually try to find at least 1,000 people. You do random phone calls. You hope to get a good cross-section. Normally you don't, and so then you adjust the numbers to a reference population, sort of like usually something related to the census, some of the statistics the government covers, you know, you cover each group, make sure they're represented in your 1,000 sample. And then what you do is you ask people questions, and they give you what they think of at the moment if they want to be honest. But some people purposely give wrong answers. Some people give an answer, but they change their mind. There's all sorts of things that can happen. So if you take a poll on August 1st, that doesn't guarantee what the result will be in November, because they could change their mind. They could have taken the poll wrong. They could ask the questions a little bit biased. They could get the wrong sampling. They could get the wrong, you know, breakdown, especially subgroups. If they want to say how many, I don't know which group you want to take, minority males on the West Coast, you know, or something like, you know, some of the, they got to make sure they've covered everybody. But there are all sorts of subgroups, and you can make lots of mistakes. And in my book, More Great News for America, the first two chapters tell you about what's wrong with polling and why they've made so many mistakes. And then on the flip side is modeling. Modeling you build on a computer usually with a set of mathematical and or statistical equations and or various techniques. I have a whole bag of tricks. There are lots of different different ways I can build models. There are lots of tools out there. And I have 10 years of college plus a postdoctoral fellowship from National Science Foundation where I studied the tools. And I've done my whole career doing different kinds of models, investment models, models of individual stocks. I made quite a bit of money on stocks from my models.
Wow.
And I also, you know, did models of, like, banking. I did a really neat model on air traffic control and how to space planes to prevent accidents but be efficient in terms of landing planes at airports. And I've done a bunch of things. I did a biology model. And, of course, my favorite model that I like every 4 years is to model the presidential election. And you do that not by electing, not by covering the whole U.S. at once. You look at each state, because each state is like a different election. You can carry California by a million votes, but lose in the rest of the country by 20 million or something. You know, in other words, you have to look at each state as a separate election, because that's the way our Constitution set up the Electoral College by state.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do that. And I do that in a number of unique ways. You know, I look at lots of different variables that are out there. I look at long-term trends that are roughly 24 to 36 years. They're big trends. I look at intermediate trends, 2 to 8 years. And I look at short-term trends, which are 2 years before the election up to election day. I merge all those different trends, and I see where the different groups and things are. And even defining what the groups are that you look at is an art. And I think I had it right on the money in 2016, and actually that wasn't my best year. I did even better, slightly better.
Wait a minute, 2016,
different election.
2016 wasn't your best year. You nailed it in 2016.
Oh, I did. I got every state every state that Trump carried. But it turns out I had another election where I did even better. My numbers were even closer. So, even so, I did pretty good.
Right.
I remember going on air, by the way, election day in the afternoon. It was so funny. They said to me, "You can still change your mind about Trump. The exit polls show that Hillary Clinton has won this election. We'll let you change your mind." And I said, "I'm not changing my mind. Donald Trump is our next president, and he will become President Trump on January 20th. They said, "Okay, we got you on tape. We're going to hold you to it." And a week later, they brought me back, and they said, "You were right."
Well, and it is true. It is very funny, because they get so locked into something, you can't change it. But again, I don't want to get too much into the weeds with this, but I do want people to understand that the way you approach this stuff, they're real world questions or their real world issues that you can look at different neighborhoods, different areas, different states, and see what it is that they need. See what the issues that are driving those neighborhoods. Correct?
More than that, you can look at the intensity. I look at things like voter enthusiasm. I look at voter intensity. In fact, I think I pioneered voter intensity because I was doing that in some of my models in the 1990s, and now other people talk about voter intensity, and I think they read what I wrote. And I look at all sorts of different things, like registration dynamics. How are registrations changing in a particular state? Are they going up? Are they going down? How are they going up or down? Are they going up or down fast, slowly? All sorts of different things you can look at most people don't even get a second thought to.
Right.
So I look at that. I also look at voter fraud. And one of the things I'm working hard on now is how many votes are going to be stolen in the 2020 election, because that's going to affect my answer. And it's important to model that, because that's the real world.
Well, I'm not going to hold your feet to the fire on this one, but how do you figure out how many votes are going to be stolen?
Well, there's all sorts of ways. Some of it is you got to be a little artistic and scientific, both. It's an art and a science, and you have to have lots of tools. And I've got a whole bag full of mathematical and statistical tools. I mean, that's what I studied. That was my career in college and my career ever since. And so I learned all these techniques, and you never know when I'll pull one out that'll work just right for a certain problem. But the answer is there are all sorts of things you can look at. There are people, for example, that have studied how many people are registered in more than one state.
Oh, yeah?
There are people, for example, like somebody may move from California to Texas, but they don't cancel their registration in California. Will somebody vote for them in California, whether or not they know it?
Probably. I've seen it. All right, listen, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Really, don't leave us. We're going to have a lot more fun after the break.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, part of the solution, really. And I want, let me just bring him on, because I so much enjoy having him on the show with me. And I guess we've been doing this for a couple of years now. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, and you know, his latest book. You've got to grab this real one. Got to grab them all, really. But let's start with one. Let's see if you actually know how to read. Let's go to the Real World Socialism. You can find that up on his website. And I got to tell you something. If you go there, right, go through the books, learn about this man, and learn about the books he's written, and truly. What he's called, you know, we've been talking about modeling for a reason, because, you know, think about the last major election where Hillary Clinton was told she was going to win in a landslide by 92 gazillion percent, and, you know, he was going to walk away with his tail between his legs. Man, that didn't happen, did it, Dr. Lomero?
That sure didn't. By the way, just for the fun of it, since we're talking numbers, I decided to pull up your show on my database, and it says this is the 40th time you've interviewed me.
Wow.
And the very first time you interviewed me was on December 13th, 2010. So
wow.
Believe it or not, we've known each other for around 10 years. Hard to believe.
It is. You know, it's hard to believe I've been doing this show that long. Every once in a while, somebody will say, how long have you been at it? I go, well, wait a minute. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's like 11 years.
September 2010, you are.
Yeah, we started in 09, and we started as a fluke on a very small station, AM 1220 KHTS out of Los Angeles. And we started as a fluke, and it seemed to catch on. I thought I was just saying stuff that people were all saying around the coffee table. And apparently I was. But then I bring on guys like you because, you know, again, I always joke. I say, look, I'm not the expert. If you're listening to me, you're a bigger fool than I am. You have to listen to the people I bring on because they're the ones that are doing this. You're the ones that are doing this. When I told people that Trump was going to win and they were talking about the polls, I kept saying, no, I got this guy that does modeling, and he's been hitting these numbers for years, and you were right. You actually gave me a lot of credibility, so it worked out well for me, too.
Yeah. By the way, I also will tell you that in November of 2016, I was on your show, 7:15 Pacific time, on November 10th, Thursday. So I can even tell you I talked to you the month that Trump was elected.
Oh, yeah, that was great. It was really great. There were a lot of people like, how did you know? I said, I didn't know. This guy knew. Check him out. Get his book. Check him out because he knew. He knew what he was talking about. And it wasn't emotions for him. He did it with real numbers, right?
Absolutely. I try not to bring emotions in because that throws you off. You got to look at the numbers.
Yeah.
Read the numbers. Be just honest with the numbers. That leads you in the right direction.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, if you sit and talk with people on a daily basis about why they think so-and-so is going to win or why they think this guy's winning or that gal's going to win, it's usually just an emotional issue. There always is a question because they'll always respond with things like, well, because they really care about the people or, you know, because his family is from that area. And you go, okay, that's great. That does not make a winner. You know, that doesn't just make it okay at that point.
That's true.
But I want to drop back to your book, and I think people, listen, people,
okay.
head over to his website, greatnewsforamerica.com, greatnewsforamerica.com. Check out his book, Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy, and your other tagline, sold by using false hopes and deceit. If you aren't seeing that happen today, right now, look around you. This book was written for this time, wasn't it?
Talking on the radio all day. But what I want to say is this was the result of another trend. Back in January 2019, the trend that I identified was socialism is going to build up steam and be the number one issue in 2020. And I thought, most people don't even understand what socialism is. I'm going to write a book so that when it becomes the number one issue, people can read about it. And that's exactly what I did. I started with the thinking in January 2019. The book came out in January 2020. I think, and I'm being honest here, I try to be objective, that this is the best book ever written on socialism. I have virtually every book for and against socialism that I know of in the world. I've got a great library, and I think this is the best one. I list every reason that socialists say they're wonderful and explain why they aren't. And I explain every reason why freedom and capitalism are far superior to socialism, and I just break socialism in half. This, I think, is the best book. If you ever have to debate against the socialist professor, if you're in college, in high school, if you have a socialist teacher, if you have to go into a debate with somebody in socialism or even your next-door neighbor or a relative, this book will give you everything. It is a great, great book to debate against socialism.
Well, the other thing that bothers me about the even the word socialism is the fact that most of our young people, and this is the fault of education, public education across the country, and most of our young people, when I talk with them, they think socialism is when you take care of people in need, you help out seniors, you help out young people, you help out people in need, and you go, no, that's not socialism. Who told you that was socialism?
Socialism is when the government runs the show, and they lots of times try to tell you they run it for your benefit. They're running it for their benefit.
Oh, yeah.
And every example, there are lots of examples in this book. I took real-world examples, people that small socialist experiments have failed, big socialist experiments have failed, all the millions of people that have died at the hands of socialist dictators and socialist leaders who are doing it for the benefit of their country.
Yeah.
But they killed people to benefit their country. And don't forget, socialism is based in atheism. And it is anti-Christian, anti-Jewish, anti-family, anti-marriage, anti-life, anti-property tax, and anti-freedom. It is a terrible philosophy that has to lie and has to deceive to get anybody to support it. And when they act like socialism is this wonderful utopia where everybody's going to get a free cell phone, a free lunch, free medical care for everybody, free vacations. You know, one Democrat is now proposing $2,000 a month income to everybody in the United States. You know how long that'll last? Until the Chinese will no longer borrow money to us, allow us to borrow money from them. We will be bankrupt in a year if the green program that AOC wants to put through happens, or if we continue to lock down the country and turn off our system. You know what else is going to happen if we don't turn this around fast? There are going to be now, with I think more reliable estimates and models, 150 million people around the world are going to starve to death because of the breakdown of the supply chain of food, especially in poorer countries. We'll be one of the last ones to go because we have an awful lot of good land and good people who are able to produce despite the lockdown. But around the world, there are going to be 150 million people die as a result of this idiotic lockdown around the world and around the U.S. This is serious stuff, and we got to get off it. We have to open up the United States completely, and it has to be open now. There's no reason in all the data that I've looked at that supports this kind of socialism.
Yeah, you know what? I love this because they yell at guys like me. They yell at believers in God as non-science people. And lately, I've been making them pop eyeballs because I look at them and say, "All right, I don't believe in God. Let's just say for the conversation, right? What's your scientific proof? Where's your evidence that we need the lockdown? Show me what this actually does or doesn't do. You have so many people scared, so many scientists scared that they were telling us in the beginning, no masks. Masks won't work. They won't help you. And they give you all the reasons scientifically it wouldn't. And now, all of a sudden, you need them. You have to have them. You have
Those
to have
ideas,
them.
Those ideas, they're not proof. They're not verified.
No.
I've looked at the data. It doesn't work. You know, in the prior epidemics or pandemics and that, take a look at SARS. You know, SARS and MERS, they are two things, two different big, if you will, coronaviruses. Those
right.
were both, you know, the Middle East respiratory syndrome and SARS, which is also a respiratory syndrome.
Right.
Those are both in the same family, the COVID family of viruses. It's actually called SARS-CoV, C-O-V for COVID.
Right.
You know what? The indications there, the studies done that at that time found that people that were isolated did no better. And you still had people dying, unfortunately. You don't want anybody to die from anything.
Right.
But they do die. But who dies? Not the kids going to school, and they also don't infect their parents or their grandparents. It's the people who are typically really compromised, really older. As I said, 31.9%, 85 or older. If they happen to live in a nursing home and one or two get it and they start spreading it to each other because they have those communal lunches. Have you ever been to a nursing home? I've been to a nursing home. They all get together in the dining room. They're all pushed in their wheelchairs and that. When you're in that close contact, that's what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, tell people real quick where they can find you.
GreatNewsForAmerica.com and Amazon's got all my books.
That's great. All right, Dr. Lamoureux, always a pleasure to have you on me. I really do appreciate the time with you.
It is.
People,
a lot of fun.
You got me for the whole hour next hour. We're going to have a lot of fun, seriously. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on The Real Side.